This past Tuesday, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, was traditionally called Shrove Tuesday, from the old English word to shrive, which meant to hear a person's confession, to forgive their sins. It was so called because of the great numbers that would come to go to confession before they began their Lenten penances. I would like you to imagine this morning two different circumstances. Circumstances which the priests experience, which I'll describe to you. Same situation, but involving two kinds of people. And that is those on their deathbed. First, we imagine the death of those who have lived a very good life, very Catholic life. They have good Catholic friends and family to care for them. And as their death approaches, they are no longer able to attend Mass for the sacraments, the priest brings their Lord to them, coming with Holy Communion as often as he can, sometimes every day. If we imagine this dying man, he has about him his family who know how to pray for him. When the priest comes to bring to him God and to take away from him his sins, he is received at the door with a lighted candle, and those in the home show the reverence due to the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. Priests have the privilege of seeing the joy on that person's face when they come into the sick room. The joy and the relief they experience at being able to receive Holy Communion and have their sins forgiven. Doctors no longer are able to help. Many friends have little to say. But God comes to them, cures them of their sins, prepares them for their death. What a beautiful thing it is to see someone on their deathbed, fortified by the sacraments, with peace in their eyes and in their heart. United already to God here on earth by the sacraments, their ills taken away by confession, it remains only for them to enter into heaven and be united to him there. When such a one dies, his family is sorrowful, but they have peace in their sorrow. They are confident that he was well prepared. Others see this and they note this peace and this calm that are had by the loved ones of him who has passed. But let us contrast this with another circumstance that the priests see. A man who has lived a very bad life. We find him not well cared for, surrounded by his friends and family. For by his sins and his ill manners, he has pushed everyone away from him. We find him alone. And yet there may be some friend or some family member who will call the priest for him and bring the priest to him. And as we enter such a place, we see the disorder brought by a life of sin. And rather than the calm reception of God into the home, at times the priest is received with coldness. In that devout house, he is received as a friend, for he brings God whom the person loves. But in some cases, he is received as an enemy because this person has chosen to be an enemy of God. And yet God extends to them his forgiveness, extends to them the opportunity for the sacraments. But still there are those who do not want it. Steeped in years of sin and evil habits, bearing hatred towards God and men. Even to their last hour, they choose to persevere in this. The priest leaves not there, having seen the peace in their eyes and in their heart, but with a horror of the evil with which they go to their death. We find not there a calm passing to their God whom they know and love, but the bitter despair. These things do happen. The priests see them. I have seen them. What a horrible thing it is to see someone die that way. The Holy Sacrament of Confession is one of the best means we have of progress in virtue. What a great appreciation we should have of this sacrament, how highly we should value it. Sometimes, oftentimes, people think of the church, the Catholic Church, as being very strict, being very stern, as God as being severe. But let us look at the difference of how God operates his court of justice on earth and how society does. In society, we hire men, we pay great sums of money to track down criminals and pull them before the courts. We publicly draw out all their evils, question them and their friends minutely. Their reputations are destroyed, their lives turned upside down. Even if they are innocent, they never recover fully from the blow that such a trial brings. They are given a severe penalty. Men are appointed to prosecute them, to explain all their evils, to prove how bad of a person they are. And that in front of the public court. It is necessary that order and justice be kept in society. What a contrast this forms to God's tribunal on earth, the tribunal of the confessional. No criminal is ever forced to come there. Rather, God waits patiently for him. At any hour of day or night, when he is needed, God's court is ready for him. He finds not there one ready to accuse him, to draw out his faults, but rather whose duty it is to be merciful and to forgive him. He finds not there a man appointed to prosecute him, but a priest appointed to administer God's mercy to him. He finds not a severe judge, but God's fatherliness, and a friend who desires only the good of his soul. What a stark contrast. What a wonderful blessing the sacrament of penance is. There we have the privilege of being able to unburden ourselves, to seek advice for even the most intimate problems with the absolute assurance that never will it harm us, that priests will and have gone to death in prison rather than violate in the slightest way the seal of confession. There we find sure direction. At times, we find admonition in order that we might become better. Of all the wonderful gifts that God has given us, the Holy Sacrament of Confession is one for which we should be very grateful and make very great use of. Frequent confession is one of the best means of progressing in holiness. Next week, I will speak in detail about how to go to confession, how to make a good confession, how to make a holy confession. How those who are leading even a good life can make use of it to progress to what is better. About why we go to confession and about the details of it. The effects of confessions well made are wonderful. Even a person living in the worst circumstances, addicted to the most horrible sins, if such a person makes good and frequent confessions, they will stop sinning. Nowhere is it so much the words of our Lord proven true. Come to me, all you who labor and burden, and I will refresh you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.